in the first part of this meditation. And doing a gentle scan of our willingness. To let our defenses erode. Our bafflement be identified, perhaps, and released. Our distortions be identified and released. And our bafflement be clarified. Acknowledging the texture of our relationship with the fear, any fear, and any pain that may underride our bafflement. Not forcing anything, not judging anything, just allowing us to be who we are. Affirming the strength and the transformative power of our sparks. And when we are ready, we allow ourselves to consider the presence of what we are calling the domination system. The system of belief and habit and response, all interwoven and clamped together, it seems. Founded at least in part on the myth of redemptive violence. All that which is essentially a response to the bafflement, the development of distortions, and the construction of defenses. All that which is between us and a sustainable, humane, and compassionate human experience on this beloved and beautiful planet. We are claiming our sparks. knowing that they cannot be damaged, they cannot be corrupted, they cannot be extinguished. So we start with those who are make validly say victims of the domination system. Maybe just one person that you know that comes to mind. Or someone you don't know and maybe you've never heard of, but they come to mind anyway. Or a group of people. Perhaps those unjustly imprisoned. Perhaps climate refugees. Perhaps those who are warfare refugees. Or those who have been so twisted, so mangled and distorted by the domination system that they can't see their way out. And it can seem that they are the perpetrators, the bad guys. When we look at them, if they're sparks, we understand that they're just as much suffering from it. As the refugees and those unjustly imprisoned, those suffering domestic abuse or any kind of abuse, those who are hungry. Those who are terrified. So for some or all or any of those, or maybe one of them, we through our spark, our personal spark, connect with and affirm their sparks. For they are not alone. We and many others are with them. Affirming and connecting with their sparks. Perhaps giving them a bit more courage. A shred more dignity. Perhaps even an awareness of their sparks. then knowing we can always return to this, we can always return to these people and these situations, we again center on our sparks. Allowing ourselves to draw in the stability, the wisdom, the strength, the community through our roots. Allowing ourselves to be willing. We now reach out and think of someone or connect with someone, whether we know them or not, who is standing in resistance to the domination system. Who is working with the intention of dismantling it. Or weakening it so it simply crumbles. Those who are forming a new way of seeing things, a new belief system, a new paradigm, if you will. And we connect with and affirm through our spark. We connect with and affirm the spark in one of those people, or maybe a group of those people, or a whole movement. Knowing that in addition, on some level, our root hairs are connecting with theirs to strengthen them, to let them know the extent of the community for which they are working. To whom they are giving themselves and their efforts and their gifts. Ranging widely over all the causes, the NGOs, environmental, humanitarian, anti-nuclear, dismantling racism, and many more. Many people in their simple ways, doing simple things, but with a joined intention. Anybody in any profession, any vocation, may be part of this effort, this community, working gently, inexorably, to erode and dismantle the domination system. Returning again to our body systems, to our sparks, feeling their vitality, once again reaching out through our root systems, down to our taproot, out through our root hairs, for vitality, for our sparks, and when they, our sparks are feeling strong and whole and bright and willing to them, we reach out to maybe just one person, maybe a group of people, maybe we identify them, maybe we don't, maybe we just sense them, to those who are deeply or at all invested in the domination system. Who experience their existence as being dependent upon its continuation and its increase. Those who have essentially built it into their distortion system. And would defend it with everything they have, everything they can, everything in their power. And we reach through our sparks to connect with and affirm their spark or their sparks. This is heavy work. Let it be what you can do. Don't overpush. Know that every bit that you are doing has an impact. There is no defense against the spark connection. Which from the inside seems to erode the defenses. Release the distortions. And clarify the bafflement. to support simply allowing experiences of fear and pain. Not as something to avoid or something to defend against, but just to accept as part of our human condition. You may choose to move on to another person or other people, another group. Of those who are invested in the maintenance and the hegemony of the domination system. Connecting with their sparks of humanity. Connecting with and affirming. As I said, it's heavy work. So when you're ready, retract, as it were. Come back to your spark and your body system. Come back to your roots. Can I offer you an image? I haven't come with the right words for it yet. Maybe you can pick up with it, even not with the right words or the best words. Of that, those intertwining root hairs. Of those that you connected with. All those who in some way are involved in this work. Making like a mat an n-dimensional mat that surrounds the planet Earth, maybe just at the outer reaches of the ionosphere. Living and connecting. Translucent. arisen from that mat. Rather like dew. Coming down upon the earth. Permeating and penetrating the earth and all its inhabitants. A sweet dew of willingness. A willingness to be transformed. Inescapable, subtle, pervasive. To all the peoples and belief systems and thought systems and ideologies and powers and systems of being. The gentle, penetrating willingness to see things differently. The willingness to be transformed. And knowing that my voice is not necessary for you to be carrying this image and to be using it. We return to our sparks, to our body systems. To our lungs and our fingers, to our thighs and our knees, to our dear little toes wiggling, and our fingers, and our hair. And we come back to our bodies, to conventional reality, thanking. Thanking our sparks, thanking each other, thanking the potential.
For more information, please visit us at sparkofhumanity.net. Thank you.